Let's continue in prayer. Gracious Father, from a pastoral perspective, lukewarmness distresses me, and it dishonors you. And frankly speaking, it does the same when we see it in the body of this church and in those churches around us and the whole visible church. Have we become spiritually complacent? Lord, I pray this morning, warm our heart by showing again the depth of your love that sent Jesus to live and to die for us. Help us understand that repentance is a gift of mercy from you and you alone. When one person approaches this sacrament, the whole church cooperates in that reconciliation and conversion. And it's a charitable and beautiful thing in your kingdom. Pour your love into our hearts this morning by your Holy Spirit. Make a horrible thirst in us to know you better and a heart full of spiritual eagerness for you, to abide in you and to do your will. Let our hearts not be troubled by the world, but be comforted with the sure and certain hope of our future, a future that is eternally in heaven with you. But prepare us well for all that lies ahead of us while we are here between kingdoms, whether prosperous or adversity, whether dark nights of sadness in our soul or the bright days of spiritual blessing, spiritual victories or days of defeat. Let us always keep our eyes toward heavenly things and abide. Here you are, Lord Jesus, standing at our door and knocking. Come in and eat with us, and we with you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.